The assembly decided to keep the Article 1 as the old constitution. So it's the same article, what we call the Bourguiba's article, which says not that the Tunisian are Muslim, but that the country is Muslim. And this is what Bourguiba found, to not say that all Tunisians are Muslim and to keep Jews and Christians in this country. So they decided to keep that article, but they added the second article, which says that Tunisia is a civil country. In the article first, we had three addendum, which are first that Sharia is the first resource of law. Second is that Quran and Sunnah are the principles of law. And third was that Islam is the religion of the people. And these three amendments, they voted against them. So we kept the article as it is. I should say that I'm happy that they kept this article as it is, because it was what the consensus decided to. Still, I mean, when I see how the discussions are, it's quite disappointing to see these MP members only discussing Islam while this revolution was social rights and freedom.
Does the proposed constitution do enough to protect against discrimination, for example, the equality of women?
To have an article saying that men and women are equal in front of the law, but what we are asking for, and we released a statement with Human Rights Watch, Amnesty and the Carter Center, asking the MPs to vote an article saying that men and women are equal, comma, not within the law or beyond the law or anything. It has to be just as clear as this: men and women are completely equal. That's it. We need more clarity on that. The article is not very bad. We did a real advancement compared to the old constitution, but we have to just say it very clearly. And many MPs are against that, and we will see. The assembly didn't vote it yet, these kind of articles about freedom and liberties and equality.
What about freedom of expression? Will the new constitution stop, for example, the censorship of the media and give the people the right to protest peacefully?
Yes. Again, with that, we had a real advancement, an achievement by the Census Committee. Decided to put an article saying that freedom of expression is guaranteed and freedom of demonstration also. But it doesn't mean anything, because some MPs already proposed amendments on these article, and more importantly in the article of freedom of expression, asking to limit freedom of expression to sacred and to put religion, the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad as sacred. So you can, for example, I don't know, we can draw a cartoon about them or something like that. And just to give you a reminder, this week, while the assembly will maybe vote for a good article about freedom of expression, which will say that freedom of expression will be guaranteed in Tunisia, at the same time we have a young man called Jabir Mejri, who has been sentenced in jail and passed already too, because he shared cartoons of God on Facebook. So this is also what is cynical, I mean, about this voting process, because maybe we are voting good laws, but what about the real life? The real life today in Tunisia is not that democratic.
Now, each article of the constitution is voted upon with a final vote on the eventual draft. Are you concerned that MPs won't be able to reach a consensus on any of the items?
I think they will reach consensus after all, because we are not ready to a referendum. It would be very, very difficult for Tunisia to organize a referendum about the constitution. We are not even ready for elections, simple elections. So what about the referendum? I mean, they will have to vote this constitution in 1 month and not in 10 days, as they are saying. But I think they will do everything to vote this constitution, to reach an agreement and to avoid the referendum.